the Federal Reserve and rising interest rates. What do you need to know about your investments, especially your savings and your CDs?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
We hear lots about the Federal Reserve and Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen considering hiking interest rates. Is it going to happen at the next meeting in June? Are they going to put it off until after the election? Is it going to happen in December? I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Bankrate has been looking into what impact rising interest rates could have on various investments. And let's bring in Greg McBride. He is the chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com. So, Greg, what have you found?
Well, we looked at, in particular, a product, a group of products known as rising rate CDs. And these are certificates of deposit that will allow investors to, in theory, participate in some way as rates rise. A lot of investors are reluctant to put money in CDs at a time like this when they're hearing so much talk about the possibility of rates going up. And so these are products that, in theory, are designed to sort of overcome that objection, give people an alternative that they can invest in that still has the safety and security of a CD, but has some flexibility to take advantage of higher interest rates. And these are the type of products I think people are going to hear more about in this type of environment. It's a lot like umbrellas on a rainy day. When the forecast calls for rain, people are bringing the umbrella, and this is the type of environment where people are going to start to hear about those products.
So if the Fed does eventually start hiking, what do you recommend? What thoughts do you have about these so-called rising rate CDs?
Well, what we found, John, was that in a lot of cases, they really paled in comparison to traditional CDs or a combination of traditional CDs and the top-yielding savings accounts. For example, liquid CDs, they sound great. It's, an idea that you can pull money out of the CD at any point during the term without any penalty. That's particularly attractive to somebody who's looking to reinvest as rates go up. But what we found is that there's a trade-off. What you're trading away for that flexibility is you're trading away return on the front end in order to have a higher return potentially down the road. But what we have found is that in a lot of cases, that penalty is simply too great, particularly on maturities of shorter than just a few years. The penalty is too great. Rates are not going to move up fast enough or far enough for you to make up that gap and still have a period of time to enjoy that higher yield to offset what you would have gotten by just splitting your money between a traditional CD and an online savings account.
We have been hearing a lot about online savings accounts. In fact, Goldman Sachs just the other day announced that it's getting into the online banking business, and technology is making it easier to park money in online accounts. How do those online savings accounts compare to CDs?
Well, online savings accounts, that's something I literally think everybody should have. Everybody needs an emergency savings account. The best place to put that is in an account where it's liquid, you can get to it when it's needed, where it's federally insured, and where you're going to earn a return that's competitive or at least has a shot at maintaining your buying power. Online savings accounts really meet all three of those requirements. So that's something that everybody should have. As for CDs, I think a lot of that really depends on what's the time frame for when you need the money. Do you have a specific expense at some point in the future? Are you looking to generate a predictable stream of income? I think those are the real gating mechanisms for investors as to whether or not CDs make sense for them. And you can size that up in an environment where rates are projected to rise with some of these other alternative rising rate CD products just to see what's best. For example, there's what's known as a bump-up CD that gives you the option to increase your rate at some point during the term if rates go up. What we found is that, much like on the liquid CDs, for shorter maturities, it doesn't work so well. But on maturities of 3 years through 5 years, there is some value there, provided that interest rates do, in fact, go up at some point down the road and make up for that gap that you're trading away at the outset.
And we should point out that the Federal Reserve isn't going to go bananas here hiking interest rates. We're talking about incremental increases. So will a CD investor or any person out there trying to save money actually see this over the next few months?
I think you have to kind of put it in that context. You're right. The buzzword the Fed has used over and over again is gradual. They're going to move gradually, and they sure are. They raised rates in December. of last year. We don't know when the next one is coming. They've already backtracked from projecting 4 rate hikes this year down to 2, and there's a lot of skepticism in the market that, you know, they're not even going to do 2 rate hikes this year. So, yes, all the more reason why I think when you're looking at these alternatives, you want to be very careful about, you know, just how much return are you trading away on the front end in order to capitalize on higher rates on the back end, because, as we've seen over the past few years, those higher rates really haven't materialized like we had expected they would.
And what's your forecast for the Fed? Do you think that they're going to hold off and then do something maybe after the election in December?
If they're going to hold true to their word and get 2 rate hikes in this year, they need to do 1 in June or July. Now, they might not do June simply because we had that soft employment report for April, and then you have that looming Brexit, Britain's potential exit from the European Union, the week after the Fed meeting in June. So that might give them cover to hold off in June. But, you know, if they're really serious about this, they need to raise rates in July. If they don't, then, yeah, I think a lot of people are going to start circling December on the calendar, that, of course, being the first meeting following the election.
He's Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst. Greg, thank you for the time and always a pleasure chatting.
Always a pleasure, John. Thanks so much for having me.
And keep in mind, if you like this show, check out our others like Watching Your Wealth, Money Beat, and Heard on the Street. You can find all those shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. And if you have an Android device now, check us out on the Google Play Music app. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Listen to us while you work. Type in wsj.com/podcasts and enjoy all our shows.